Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
That's the real deal. That's Matthew Kotler. We played some of Matthew's work, and he's really good at the guitar. You can check out some of that stuff. Track it down on YouTube. Mr. Kotler, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Have you heard, Matthew, that J.J. McCarthy's working on his fundamentals and mechanics?
You know, there were whispers about that at TCO Performance Center, and thank goodness I'm out here every day because I got my ear to the ground and I did hear something about it. I will say that I believe I am now qualified to be a QB guru, and unlike J.J. McCarthy's QB guru, I will not be calling Chris Carter a bleeping clown on Twitter.
Yes,
so
yes.
I think that he should hire me. I have now heard so much about what he's supposed to do that I can train him this offseason.
I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, Carter, who has an opinion, he's probably my favorite sports guest I've interviewed, and he probably is the sports guest I've interviewed the most over the years. One, because he's Chris Bleepin' Carter, and two, because he's willing to say stuff. And he just basically said what we all know, that J.J. was a mess until the final drive. And then in comes the coach, explain to folks if they missed it, how it was out there, and then it vanished.
Yeah, so Chris Carter, just to tell the whole story, Chris Carter responded to somebody who was praising McCarthy's final drive by saying, did you see the other 59 minutes, which I think is what we all thought.
With a thumbs down, right?
Right, and Chris was at the game. I'm sure he flew in or whatever. I'm sure it was not like a happy experience as it was for no one inside that stadium. And as you said, you know, Chris has been a TV analyst and all those sorts of things and is opinionated. He's also one of the greatest Minnesota Vikings of all time, if people didn't know that. The quarterback guru that J.J. works with tweeted at him and just said, bleeping clown, only of course he said it, and included the clown emoji, which, you know, there's such an easy way to say what you want to say is, hey, man, like, let's cheer for J.J. That would have been so easy. No. And then the guy doubled that. So no one really cared. Like, everyone was so upset about the game. It was like, whatever, man. That's stupid. And then he comes out with an apology several days later, and it's this long apology in which he tells the world or reminds the world that he called him a bleeping clown and puts the Vikings logo
yes,
on it.
Right.
Then another gaffe. And then he tweets that he's been told to take it down, obviously, because the Vikings are not endorsing this apology. And, of course, my first thought was, oh, that's why he needs so much work on his mechanics.
Right, exactly. Okay, so we got to jump in deep. When he's telling us that the principles and the core ideas and how he's being taught to play football in the quarterback position is very new and very different. Part of me gets it. Okay, part of me gets it because, you know, The college system is different, although I think that quarterback turned head coach might have known a little bit about the quarterback position in Jim Harbaugh. And so that baffles me to some level. And then we're sitting here in late November when I know he was hurt last year, but he was around this team. He was around the team all off season, the various mini camps, training camps, and we're still incessantly talking about his fundamentals. And even when he's walking his dog, I mean, he's adjusting. He has to adjust his neurological pathway. I am just baffled at where he was fundamentally and why this is such a massive challenge. And I also get, as a long preamble here, I apologize, where people who are great still work on their fundamentals all the time. But Matt, it feels like he's just learning these fundamentals as it goes along.
Yeah, so it's really tough because when you say stuff like that, you sort of walk into everyone's jokes and also everyone picking apart your comments.
Yep.
I read all of that as, please give me more time, everyone. I think that's how I would put it. And, of course, yeah, it's new in the NFL for him because it's new for everyone in the NFL.
Right.
I have a story coming out about Donovan Jackson, and he was telling mm-hmm. me he learned a lot of new stuff. Like, this isn't a new thing that young quarterbacks have to improve their fundamentals and technique of throwing the football and things like that. And I think what everyone reached a point last week when they got great pass protection, the receivers were wide open, and they were still just being wildly overthrown, that it was like, okay, there's really no excuses left other than to just beg for time, which is what I think Kevin O'Connell has tried his best to let the fans know, and I appreciate that he's done this. Like, this is what we're working on, and these are some of the issues, and we think that we can correct them and so forth. And what I hear from former quarterbacks, whether it's on TV or former quarterbacks that I know and I ask, is that something like that is not correctable during the season. And remember, he did not have a true off season because he only started throwing in January. So it's really hard to get those things locked in. But I think there's another couple of things that are more disturbing to me than just footwork,
mm-hmm.
which is the velocity of the football.
Yes.
This is an issue.
Correct.
That you cannot tell me that every coach who's ever worked, even the dumbest guy who tweets out the stupidest thing, must know
yes.
that you're not supposed to be Nolan Ryan. Like
yeah.
you have
on
to,
every throw.
Have to, right, you have to know that. So even the worst QB guru could tell you that you're going to have to put touch on the football, and yet still he throws a check down to Aaron Jones as if he's like throwing a harpoon through his body. It's like, dude, this might not be something that is correctable. It might be something that he just doesn't have the natural touch. And we're talking about the great quarterbacks, 99.9 continuous percentile of, you know, hand-eye coordination and stuff like that. And you know this as a very good golfer that you are, that there's people who do things that you could never imagine, even though you're really, really good, because they have that touch. They
mm-hmm.
have whatever,
exactly.
whatever it is that we don't understand. And I don't know how you work around that. And their answer is, hey, if he gets all the footwork right and everything else, that we can improve that. But I am concerned about just the fact that it has made very, very little progress in the main areas that we've known about since he came out in the draft.
100% right. This is Matthew Coller, Purple Insider. Tremendous stuff all week this week. Absolutely worth checking out. There are things, whatever the activity that we might be a part of and then dismiss us, then these folks at the elite level, and there are times you hear from accomplished people where they say, I'm so worried about fill in the blank that I'm neglecting or I'm slipping back in other areas. And I sometimes, and watching that game and actually going to that game and just even in person, those overthrows look even worse if you're at the game where he's so thinking in his head, fundamentals, where are the hips, where are the shoulders, where are my feet, where's my base, instead of, there has to be some naturalness to it. And he can't just let his instincts go. So that troubles me. And then I heard somebody talk about it, and then I went back and read stories going back leading up to the draft. And among the skeptics, and there were plenty of people really liked him in Michigan, but among the skeptics, the 2 points were he just hasn't thrown the ball a lot because of the uber talent they had at Michigan and the way Harbaugh wanted to play. And also, his accuracy at Michigan wasn't up to the level of some of the other guys in the draft. And, Matt, I always worry about the guy who comes out of college, who's lauded. A lot of these things you can figure out. But if you're having accuracy issues in college, the idea that you're going to have that pinpoint accuracy on a somewhat regular basis you're going to need to have to be a top 10 quarterback, that just doesn't happen very often at all.
Right. And if you are, and I know we just saw him get beat up last night, but if you're Josh Allen, you're 6'6", 250 pounds,
yep,
and you're one of the top five running quarterbacks in history, you can certainly work around some of that stuff. But it's much harder when you're 6'2.5", and you don't have the physical gifts or the running ability. He's a good runner, but he's not Josh Allen. He's not Cam Newton or some of those guys that have worked their way through it. The thing that what I can't figure out is a lot of accuracy is to do with just timing. So you hear KOC talk about it all the time. And Kurt Warner, I did a story with Kurt Warner before this year about accuracy and how to, you know, throw properly and stuff like that. And Kurt was talking about putting the ball out in front of wide receivers and letting them run into it, which requires the timing of the offense to be, I mean, dead on, right? And you saw there was one particular play that was really concerning to me where Jefferson is coming out of his break. And if you put the ball out in front of him, he's going to catch it and run for 20 yards. And McCarthy doesn't throw it on time, then just goes to a different read and tries to just heave it down the right side. And two guys almost pick it off. And it was like, oh, he knows he was supposed to hit Jefferson there.
Yep.
But then it was a, uh-oh, I missed the timing. So now I'm just going to try to take a crazy shot. The same thing happened on the other interception where Naylor was breaking wide open, but he missed the window to hit him because he was just late on seeing it come open. And for a lot of young quarterbacks in college, receivers are just open the whole time.
Yes.
They're just not covered that closely. You can wait until they have presented themselves wide open. You have the hashes. You've got lots of room to run, and you could put it out there, throw it right on their body. In the NFL, you got to throw to spaces and let your receivers run into it. And I don't know if you can learn that in five games. And that's the thing about McCarthy. It's like I see a player with a ton of talent and a really great attitude about trying to get better. And he's been working his butt off this entire year. And you can tell how bad he wants it. And I will not be one that makes fun of him for saying I'm number nine getting out there or whatever else, because you could tell how bad the kid wants to be great. But I think he's put in a position where he needed to be great right away when his actual skill set was much more of someone who needs 3 years of development like Jordan Love. And the timing did not match up. And I think the Vikings, because he's so good in practice and because he gets it intellectually and he's got, you know, maturity that they thought this is going to work, and they missed kind of the forest through the trees of he can't get these fundamental timing things down yet.
This is why we have Matthew Coller on. Just great stuff. Check out Purple Insider on a regular basis. Let's get to other parts of this Vikings team and talk about their opponent, the Packers. Coller, right back with us here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Vikings and Packers Sunday. Every Friday, Matthew Collar from Purple Insider joins us. So let's discuss turnovers. I think a lot of people have heard these numbers. If they haven't, I'll just remind you. The Vikings defense, three interceptions so far through 10 games. For all 17 last year, they had 24 that led the league. They forced five turnovers against Cincinnati in that blowout. They have four turnovers total in the other nine games. The Bears are great in this area. They lose by two. They were minus two versus the Bears. O'Connell's, what is he, 33-4? If they're even or plus in turnovers, what is your theory on? I don't think anybody expected them to be as successful as they were with interceptions last year, but a lot of what brings praise to Flores is many things, including the complexity he shows in pass rushes, in coverage, in uncertainty, where a quarterback thinks he has a spot, doesn't have a spot. Well, that's not happened a lot when you have three total interceptions through 10 games.
Yeah, I mean, I think in terms of the fumbles, that you could definitely say is some luck. I mean, the last 2 weeks, quarterbacks have dropped the ball right on the ground, and Caleb Williams even kicked it around a little, and they still didn't get it. So that, to me, is a little bit more on the those things come and go. But in terms of interceptions, I think a lot of that just has to do with the quarterback schedule. If you look who they were playing last year in the AFC South, you got an interception or two against Joe Flacco. I'm pretty sure Will Levis gave him one or two. Kirk Cousins gave them a pretty key interception by Byron Murphy that he overthrew somebody right before he got benched. There was a lot of quarterbacks who were turning the ball over like crazy. Now go through this year's schedule. Let's see, early in the season, Atlanta is running the football most of that game, and Chicago doesn't turn it over very much. Caleb Williams, I think it's one of his best traits. He doesn't turn over a lot. Jared Goff has been historically pretty good at this. Lamar Jackson is really good at not giving you the football. I think that has to do with a lot of it. And overall, I mean, if you're not playing from behind, why would you take any risks? If you're the Chicago Bears, and I know playing this way almost blew it for them, but if you're ahead by 16-3, like, are you throwing into tight coverage? Are you launching the ball down the field? Are you doing anything crazy? Of course not. This is the ripple effect, and why I always think about quarterback wins and people who dismiss them. You're like, well, not so fast. Your quarterback performance is the best predictor and also has a ripple effect on every single thing you do. If you rank 30th as a team, which the Vikings do right now in team quarterback rating, the other team is pretty often in a position where they don't have to do anything risky. And that's why when we talk about early in the year, they're giving up all this run game and stuff like that to Bijan Robinson. Well, of course. Atlanta's up in the game, and they're just going to keep pounding forward, or Pittsburgh's up in the game. So it has an effect, I think, on absolutely everything. And then there is a bad luck factor. They've had a few balls that are tipped up in the air that don't get caught. But I think playing from ahead and other teams being desperate last year caused a lot of that, including when they were at Lambeau Field and Jordan Love was behind three scores early in the game and he's throwing the ball wild like crazy. Yeah, you're probably going to pick it off, or somebody's trying to make a crazy play and you're going to knock it out.
So let's talk. That's a perfect transition to talk about the Packers. How do you assess the team as a whole and also Love, right? I get how they logically, because he didn't play early, their timeline was sped up. This is the whole Darnold McCarthy situation, and they saw enough where they gave him significant money. And he does have moments, but if you give him that type of money, and let's go with that top 10 quarterback idea again, I don't see it enough on a consistent basis. Now, I don't feel like he's surrounded by great skill at the wide receivers. I mean, the Watson kid, what does he play, two games a year? It's absurd. What is your view of them as a legitimate contender? What's your view of Love? And then also, what about LaFleur? Is it way too soon to say he's playing for his job this year? coaching for his job.
Yeah. If they miss the playoffs, there's a chance because his contract is up and they have to decide what they're going to do with him because there's new leadership there. So that, yeah, that's in play. I think with Jordan Love, his low moments look so bad that it could kind of fool you a little bit to making you think he's worse than he actually is. I think Eli Manning was a lot like Jordan Love. When the downfield stuff is not working, the guy just looks really bad. And when it is working, he has the capable of getting super hot and looking really good. I also think for this year's perspective, it's interesting to me that, you know, Tucker Kraft, who was an all-pro caliber player, tears his ACL, and suddenly the coach looks like he's about to get fired and the offense doesn't work as well.
Yeah.
Also, you know, their best offensive lineman, Elgton Jenkins, is out. Clearly, Josh Jacobs, they ran him into the ground as so many of those running backs who were so great last year, Saquon Barkley, even Jahmyr Gibbs has not been the same. Jacobs has not been the same. I think we're seeing the effects of that. Derrick Henry, of those teams leaning heavily on these running backs, and now it's not even clear that Jacobs is going to play. So the supporting cast around Jordan Love, I think, is pretty bad overall, and that he's more of an up-and-down type of quarterback that Matt LaFleur tries to rein in by having him throw a lot of short stuff, screens, play actions. And I think in doing that, trying to reduce the amount of variance from the offense, knowing that they have a really good defense, but that also can result in some low games, low-scoring games. And if you let, you know, if you make one mistake, then Cleveland beats you, or you make one mistake, then Philly beats you. And for me, under their current state, they have a good enough quarterback to be in the playoffs. It would be really hard to see them running through the playoffs, just missing these key pieces. And I also think at some point, they have to make a real effort to get a number one wide receiver for Jordan Love. Not, I mean, look, yeah, I know they drafted one in the first round, so I guess I shouldn't say that. Like, they tried, and Matthew Golden hasn't become that. Or he has to develop into that, or they have to go outside the building and get somebody because they just do not have that one person that they can lean on time and time again for him.
About a minute left with Matthew Coller, Purple Insider. They make the enormous deal for Micah Parsons. From what you see and from the individuals you talk to, has he lived up to the expectations and the multiple number one picks they gave up?
100% yes. Yeah, he has been a top five player in the entire NFL this year. Their defense is as good as it gets. I don't think that the other defensive linemen have lived up to their expectations. Like, Rashawn Gary is not as good as he once was. Lucas Van Ness is kind of a bust top draft pick for them, or like just a mediocre top draft pick. And getting rid of Kenny Clark did matter. I'm sure Garrett Bradbury was like, what the hell? You get rid of Kenny Clark before I'm not there anymore. But it matters. Like, the Vikings can run against this team for sure. And, you know, Parsons is good against the run, but he's not. Like, that's not what he's there for. As far as creating pressure, he's second in the entire NFL in quarterback pressures, getting sacks, causing disruption, forcing the opposing team to use three players to try to stop him. He has been that great, and he gives them a chance every week. I just don't know if the rest of their roster is quite complete enough for them to be there with the Rams and the Eagles at the end of the day.
Great stuff, man. Enjoy the weekend. We'll both be watching the game. I'll check out your info, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Wish me luck driving to Lambeau. It's always super fun.
Well, there'll be so many dinner options, too, right? All right, man. Be good. Matthew Coller right here. It's a busy Friday for us. Are we going to go more jeers or cheers with Rochelle, do you think?
I'm feeling like we're going to cheer it up today.
You think we're going to cheer it up?
We're gonna, you know, it's been gray this week. We're going to lift people's spirits.
All right. Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.